The Advent Devotional for Sunday, December 18th was written by Dr. Helen Blyer, Director of Continuing Education. The devotional was based on Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Oh, the peaceable kingdom, wolves and lambs, calves and lions. I always love the harmony suggested by that image, and it lends itself to a great art project when you're doing children's church. But look more closely. This isn't just a matter of enemies all just getting along or opponents crossing a theological divide. There's a big power differential reflected in these pairings. Wolves eat lambs, not the other way around. Lions hunt calves. The peace that will be brought by the Lord is one in which those who are in positions of power and privilege no longer pose a threat to the weak and oppressed. Indeed, the option of the Lord is for the lamb and the calf, the poor and the meek. The Lord, who will come as a shoot, a tender stem, an infant, opts for fragile life that is easily bruised and trodden. The God of mercy comes to us as one most in need of mercy and gentleness. Who are the lambs among us today? The calves? Who needs the protection and care of those of us with some measure of power or privilege, whether it comes from what we have or who we are? Matthew 25 gives a clue. Those who are hungry, sick, lonely, poor, imprisoned, children, elderly, refugees, those on the margins. When we protect and cherish them, then, says Isaiah, earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Let us pray. God, we await the feast of your coming, and we wonder at the knowledge that you came as a baby, a displaced person, born to parents of no means or status. Attune our hearts and hands to those who mirror your incarnation among us, that we might know the righteousness that comes when we embrace them with equity and compassion. In this way will we best prepare ourselves for your arrival. Amen.